Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, October 10th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by Greater Insight Publishing, the company that helps empower individuals to overcome the effects of stress with their books, Stress, Climbing Out of the Pits with God, and Stress, Overcoming Real Life Issues with God. For more information, visit their website at www.greaterinsight.net. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Enriching the World, One Couch at a Time, with my guest, Dan Hoffer, the CEO of Couchsurfing. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live on the phone, on the website, or over there in the chat room, I want to welcome you and thank you for making space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you'll see several ways to keep up with the show. Just click the follow button, and you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week. Now, for those of you who have always wanted to write a book but hesitated to do so, I'm going to invite you to join me in my home study workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days. Even if you're an ordinary person and hated high school English, you can get more details about that course and download it immediately at my website, www.abookin90days.com. On this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We talk about all those topics that contribute to lasting happiness. Today's episode is Enriching the World, One Couch at a Time, with my guest, Daniel Hoffer, CEO of Couchsurfing. Dan has been working with online communities and the Internet since 1990, when he ran an online bulletin board system and created a statewide educational program in Massachusetts to connect physically disabled patients with elementary and high school students online. Daniel first worked closely with Couchsurfing co-founders Casey Fenton and Sebastian Letwan in 1999. A venture-backed international soccer website that they founded was Fluxico Worldwide. Since then, Daniel has worked full-time as a management consultant in corporate strategy at NEC Corporation, in strategic sales support at Seibel Systems, and most recently as director of product and program management at Symantec. That's the Norton products. He stepped up as CEO of Couchsurfing recently in 2011. Daniel has appeared on the cover of Inc. magazine and has been featured on the front page of the Boston Globe. He has also appeared on ABC Nightline, NBC News, The New York Times, and many other prestigious places. Daniel received a BA from Harvard College in Philosophy and an MBA from Columbia Business School. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Daniel Hoffer. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for making time to be here. I know you're
super busy
because you're making changes over at Couchsurfing, correct?
Well, there's always a lot going on, but it's a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you so much. I want you to start kind of where everybody starts, and that is I'm a member of Couchsurfing, and people always ask me to explain what it is, how it works. So why don't you give us a little history? How did Couchsurfing begin and how it works and how you got into the picture?
Sure. Couchsurfing is a global community of travel-minded individuals who seek out authentic connections with people and places wherever they go. Couchsurfers will travel around the world and stay at each other's homes on their couches or in spare bedrooms. or other accommodations. They will also get together socially to have fun adventures and go on outings and go on hikes and treks and all sorts of things, whatever they can come up with in order to spend time together, so that whenever a Couchsurfer is traveling, they always have a friend wherever they are. Couchsurfing is a global community of over 3.2 million members spread across every country in the world, including Antarctica. Couchsurfing has facilitated almost 6 million experiences, actually positive experiences, between members. And we consider ourselves sort of a social movement and a socially responsible organization that facilitates intercultural understanding and inspiring experiences.
Okay. Now, how did it get started? What was the origin of this idea?
It got started when my partner, my co-founder Casey, was taking a trip to Iceland and needed a place to stay. He ended up spamming a bunch of university students in Reykjavik, asking if he could stay with one of the students. A number of them said that he could. He had a wonderful time getting to see Iceland through their eyes, and that was the genesis of the idea. He and I agreed that it was a better way to travel, and we wanted to build a platform to enable other people to travel in that way as well.
Okay, great. What year was that, or how old is Couchsurfing?
Couchsurfing launched in early 2004.
Okay, great. Now, how did you get into the picture?
My partner Casey and I used to work together. He was actually one of my employees at a company I was running in 1999, and he had the idea for Couchsurfing and asked me if I would be willing to launch it together with him.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, what is Couchsurfing's mission, and kind of how does it work from the time someone decides to get involved?
Couchsurfing's mission is to facilitate intercultural understanding and deliver inspiring experiences for its members.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get involved, all you need to do is go to the website, sign up for free, and start participating in the community. If you're specifically looking for a place to stay, you need to figure out where in the world you're traveling and where you want to stay, and then review the members who are in that location and reach out to them and ask through the website if you can stay with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you're
what's the URL exactly?
Couchsurfing.org.
.org. Okay. .org. Go ahead. You said they're not looking for.
If you're not looking for a place to stay and you're just looking to meet up with someone while you're traveling or get to know the local culture wherever you are, you can use the couch search interface for that too, or you can just go to any one of the member organized events that exist all over the world and look for a local event wherever you happen to be.
Okay. And I want to point out that completing that profile is very important, because as a member of Couchsurfing, I know that when people request a stay or I'm looking for a place, I read that profile. So the profile is pretty critical. And I remember that I've been a member a number of years. There's a number of steps. So once you start hosting people, what can you explain the various levels of credibility, or I know when you get to vouching and that kind of thing?
Sure. There are different ways that the system enables people to get to know each other and to become more comfortable with each other online prior to meeting. So first of all, whenever you stay with another member, you have an opportunity afterwards to leave a reference for that member, a little bit like on eBay. And you can describe your experience staying with that member, or even just kind of getting to know that person. And then that's a signal to future people about what to expect when they meet that person. Mm-hmm. There's also a vouching system whereby you can vouch for someone's character, and then that helps show that someone is trustworthy because someone else has taken it on themselves to vouch for them.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, we provide a basic identity verification system, which helps verify, and this is provided by the organization, not by members. The organization helps verify that people are who they say they are, and they live where they say they live. And then that helps contribute as well to a feeling of comfort and trust in the community. So
yes,
in combination, those three systems of references, vouchers, and the identity verification all help people feel more comfortable with staying at the home of a stranger and generally getting to know people when they're out traveling.
Okay, thank you for that, because one of the first things that people say to me, or the first thing I spot, is that people are skeptical. As soon as they hear about couchsurfing, they're trying to wrap their head around the fact that we're strangers at first, but that we become friends through reading references and reading profiles and so forth. Now, I've had nothing but good experiences with couchsurfing, but I know there must have been challenges in the development and the evolution of it. Could you share what some of those challenges have been for the service and for members, perhaps?
Yeah, I think probably, things have gone fairly smoothly overall, but certainly our top challenges have always been technical. That we never seem to have enough engineers and, various features that we want to build are, they always take longer than we'd like them to. We had a big database crash back in 2006, and we thought that would potentially be unrecoverable. But the community rallied, and a lot of people stepped up to volunteer to help save us and the organization and restore it. And they were successful. So, this is probably our number one organizational challenge is just bringing more engineers into our office in San Francisco. It's a tight hiring market out there, but we really feel we have something special, and we're glad to bring on as many people as we can who are good fits with the culture and who are good at their jobs.
That's good. What have been the top challenges for members? Have you do you have a sense of what some of the challenges are for members?
I think sometimes people need to make sure that they've filled out their profiles before sending couch requests for newer members. They sometimes think that they just sign up and immediately send out a couch request. But what's really helpful and valuable is when people fill out their profiles and describe themselves and put up some photos so that the host can get to know them, because it's a two-way street, and the host wants to have a feeling for the couch surfer when they're coming to stay, and so it's really valuable that both parties get to know each other as much as possible through the website.
Yeah,
I agree. And subsequently in person.
Yeah, I agree. Some of the profiles of some members, they will tell you that you need to have read the profile and give them a code word when you contact them, or else they won't respond, because they're very concerned that you read the profile. And some of them are quite long, but it's important to feel comfort. I think that's what you're getting at.
Yep.
What are some of the directions that couchsurfing is headed in now?
We are constrained by the relative lack of engineers on the team, but we are interested in finally building a mobile application, something that we would have liked to have probably a couple years ago. We definitely need to build that out and build out some back-end infrastructure, an API in order to support that. So we're looking forward to being able to roll out a mobile app within the coming months.
Now, how will that work? Will that facilitate people finding couches, or what's the goal?
Yeah, it'll facilitate people finding couches, but also other couchsurfing members and other couchsurfing events.
Okay. Speaking of couchsurfing events, I noticed that every area, major area, seems to have a group of couch surfers who meet at least monthly, if not more frequently. And is that something that the couch surfers kind of just do on their own, or does your organization set up key people to help organize local groups?
The organization actually is not really involved at all in the events.
Okay.
They are completely organized by members for members. All we do is create the platform that enables it.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I get an invitation every month from my local couchsurfing group. So that's a way for locals to get to know each other, and then that makes it so much better when you can refer to one another or ask about, you know, people who are seeking couches. That's a great thing. That's a great thing.
Yep.
I'm glad that you facilitate. You mentioned needing engineers. Does that mean that your company is hiring?
Yes, we are. We are definitely hiring engineers, and we have
Wow.
our jobs page posted on the website.
Okay. So if people go to couchsurfing.org, they can find the job page there, those who are qualified. Are there other positions you are hiring for other than engineers?
We're also looking for a head of outreach and marketing.
Okay.
And, you know, we are fortunate to be in a financial position these days that we can pay competitive rates. But also it's just it's a really fun place to work.
Okay. And the headquarters is in San Francisco?
Yes, in San Francisco.
Oh, good. Okay. Good place to be and good place to work for. What about I got a notice about the B Corp structure that's coming along. Could you explain what that is? How's that going to change things?
Yeah, Couchsurfing recently changed its legal structure to become a socially responsible B Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
B Corporation is a new type of corporate entity that was rolled out in the last few years. And basically it's a public statement and commitment to giving back to the community and to the world. We are known as a double bottom line organization, such that we're accountable not just to making money to support ourselves, but also we have a commitment to the community and employees and the planet in addition. And
okay.
adopting that structure enabled us to raise money from investors.
Okay.
So we now have some investors who are supporting us.
That's great. And with that being said, then the members can expect Couchsurfing to continue to be free?
Yes, the core services that exist today will continue to be free, and
okay.
we are evaluating what other options we have.
Oh, okay. And what do you see as the future direction? I mean, it's been a wonderful experience for me and for many others for many years. What's going to happen in the future as you grow, and what do you see happening to your vision?
You know, our vision will always be guiding us, and we are we're committed, like I said, to facilitating intercultural understanding and delivering inspiring experiences. So the fact that we have raised some money just enables us to pay competitive rates and attracts the talent that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, we just want to keep growing. We have 3.2 million members now, and we believe that the world will be a better place if we can grow much larger than that.
Yes, yes. Which is, to me, one of the greatest things about this organization is you're getting to meet diverse people and learn about their culture, and there's no way that cannot enrich your life and make for a better world. I think it's very difficult to deal with huge groups, but it's so easy to deal one-on-one with getting to know people in your home or at lunch or whatever way you connect. I think that's great. Now, does Couchsurfing advertise? How do you get new members other than, of course, word of mouth?
We don't advertise at all. And the only way we have gotten new members is through word of mouth, which accounts for about 80% of new signups, and then things like this interview, where people hear about us through interviews and the press.
Okay. And what would you say to people who are skeptical when they first learn about it? Because it always makes me laugh when they are, because I think all of us were at first, other than the founders. Members probably were leery. It just sounded too good to be true. What is your response to those people who are skeptical about joining this this movement, this group?
Yeah. But, well, my advice is there's no obligation to surf or host,
okay.
especially as a new member. And I would say just sign up on the website, go to one of the local events near you, talk to some other couchsurfers, and start to get to know the community. And then, you know, when you're ready, then you can choose to participate more fully.
That's a good point. So many people worry that they're going to be obligated to host, but you don't have to host. And many times people are not even looking for a host. They're just looking for someone to meet up with and talk to when they're in your country or your city. So
yeah, I would say that if you're going to surf, then you know, you should probably host as well. It's not required, but it's a nice thing to do. I mean, if you're going to take from the community in that way, then it's appropriate to give back as well.
Sure. Well, this has been very informative for me. I already am a sold on couchsurfing, but I'm happy that you were able to come and give a little more information to the public at large. I urge listeners to go over and check out couchsurfing.org. Look all around. I noticed that you've changed the site a little bit, but the information is very easy to find and spot. All of you who have been encouraged and empowered, please share this with your family and friends and colleagues. And remember that this episode will be here on my radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, where you can return at any time to hear it again. Dan, thank you so much for being my guest. And
thank you,
listeners, for tuning in. I want to remind all of you that today's show was brought to you by Greater Insight Publishing, LLC, the company that helps empower individuals to overcome the effects of stress with their books, Stress, Climbing Out of the Pits with God, and Stress, Overcoming Real-Life Issues with God. To learn more, visit their website at greaterinsight.net. Dan, do you have any closing words for us before we sign off?
No, I would just encourage folks to sign up, and like I said, there's no risk to signing up. There's no obligations once you do, but just go ahead and sign up and then start to go to an event and get to know the community.
Right.
It's a fun crowd.
Yeah, and also participate on the message board. That's another way to get to know people. I know I'm in group 55+. Boy, they are very active in sharing information, and that's another way to get acquainted with people over at couchsurfing.org. Thank you, Dan. I invite all of you to return again next Monday, October 17th, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another informative and exciting show. I'm coming to you today from Anaheim, California, and I'm going to be asking all of you to do the same thing I ask you to do every week, and that is have a blessed week, and remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.